USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio making yet more police reform moves. After another day of massive police brutality protests in New York City, most of which did stay peaceful. One of the demands the protesters have been calling for is something that de Blasio is now promising.
We will be moving funding from the NYPD to youth initiatives and social services.
Meanwhile, once a hot spot for the virus, New York City is entering Phase 1 reopening today that could see as many as 400,000 people heading back to their jobs. Former Vice President Joe Biden is gaining steam in the polls. In a new CNN survey out this morning, it shows the presumed Democratic nominee leading President Trump by 14 points. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine-ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Confederate statues in Virginia are coming down. The General Williams Carter Wickham statue was ripped down on Saturday evening, and Democratic Governor Ralph Northam says the Robert E. Lee Monument is going to be next.
That statue has been there for a long time, but it was wrong then, and it is wrong now.
A new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll just out this morning finds that 80% of Americans surveyed feel that things are out of control in America. An overwhelming number of Democrats agree at 92%. 78% of independents said it's out of control. 66% of Republicans say things are out of control in the country as well. Indy 500 race owners say if fans are allowed to attend, the Indy 500 will happen on August 23rd. If not, it'll happen in October. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Railway officials are investigating a train wreck in southeast Georgia. 7 cars of a CSX train derailed over the weekend, and hazmat crews had to be called out to clean up hydrogen peroxide that spilled from 2 of those cars. Around 100 residents from 30 homes in the nearby area were evacuated until the scene was secure. There's no word yet on what caused the crash, but no injuries were reported. If you live in the West and you've recently ordered something from Amazon, get ready. It could take a while longer than expected to get your package. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A large fire has destroyed a 600,000-square-foot Amazon distribution center in Southern California. The fire broke out early Friday while 100 people were working inside the warehouse in the Redlands. A city spokesman said all of the people got out of the building safely. The large blaze caused officials to temporarily shut down nearby Interstate 10. Firefighters brought the blaze under control, but they expect the building to smolder for days. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And there's a report that Elmer Fudd will no longer be seen carrying a gun in the new Looney Tunes cartoon show. The Warner Brothers animation series debuted on HBO Max on May 27th. They say that it's a response to a concern about U.S. gun violence. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.